Offstage Hang, episode
94.
Darren Lim, Ray Marasigan, kumusta?
Okay naman, medyo busy lately. Matagal rin tayo hindi naka-shoot.
Busy tayo pareho.
Oo. So, yeah.
Ikaw, mauna ako.
Go.
Last week, happy birthday.
Salamat.
Masaya yung party sa inyo. Masaya yun. nung araw na yun, tumugtog pa ako sa isang show as Squid 9 kami ni Shinji. Sa
internal, external ba yun?
Release, release ng music video ng One Click Straight sa taas ng Moe's. Meron silang may eksena sila mga I think they're called the Rad Kids. I may be mistaken, pero parang may goth, may house music, may dance music, may masaya with si Anna Mori, si madami. Mm-hmm. Ayun, may DJ, may gayak yung lugar, nakabis yung mga tao, may merch. May ayos, naka-ayos, naka-design, naka-production design yung lugar. Oh, maganda.
Ganda nung ganun, no, na parang yung mga kids ngayon, gumagawa sila ng sarili ng production, tapos they make it their own, nilalagyan nila ng sariling personality.
Yes.
So parang,
may theme.
Oo. May tapos, theme. Iba rin yung dating eh. Kung, I guess if you make your own thing, ano opinion mo sa ganun?
I love it. Kasi marami yung ginagawa lang for, you know, for the internet. Including tayo, yung gagawa ka rin for the internet. Pero ito, it's a living, breathing scene. So yun, masaya.
Tsaka parang hindi na cookie cutter yung mga gigs na hindi yung lahat ng, parang dati mas medyo pare-pareho siguro, parang basta bands. Ngayon may iba, parang gusto nila yun nga, parang goth. Yung iba gusto nila maiba, ibang theme naman. Galing rin.
Very, very exciting. Ano pang ano mo?
May
fights nung araw na yun, di ba?
Ah, yeah. Si ano, O'Malley tsaka si Aljo. May mga nag-message rin sa akin sa IG na parang kung may nananockout, natutuwa, nakakatuwa lang rin na parang share the ano experience talaga.
Napapanood ko sa story, so wala ako sa bahay mo nung day na yun.
Ano tingin mo dun sa ano kay O'Malley na siya yung champion?
He's very colorful and polarizing, which is I think what the company needs now. Madami namang magaling eh. Pero ewan ko kung gaano siya kagaling talaga. Pero maganda na iniba niya yung strategy eh, di ba? What do you think? Sinadya niya ba yun? O?
Tingin ko, sabi nila, medyo na-frustrate yata siya. Kasi parang gusto ni Aljo maklose yung distance. Pero, kasi yayakapin niya dapat eh. Pero parang, dun sa slow-mo, makita mo talaga na nakita rin niya na pagpasok niya, ito na yung fist. Parang pinikit pa niya mata niya kasi parang tapos boom. Galing.
Coach, you think it's a strategy or may coach na inaral nila yung habits?
Nakita ko yung training ni O'Malley, meron siyang ganun eh, parang pababa talaga na kumbaga pag in case na susugurin ka, may step back at saka pa ganun. Parang tinitrain yata nila.
Tinitrain nila yun.
Yung Adesanya, naalala ko parang tinitrain rin niya yung back against the wall na binabanatan siya ng marami. Tapos babalikan niya. So, I guess...
Counter ano.
I guess yun yung genius of the preparation. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Yun.
Speaking of sports, anong take mo sa FIBA?
Okay. Natuwa ako sa ano, sa spectacle of bringing our country to the limelight na parang
international stage.
Oh, na parang kaya natin mag-put on ng ganong klaseng production, ganun. Sayang lang syempre na talo, 'di ba? Pero siguro dapat learning experience kasi parang palagi na lang same results, eh, 'di ba? So parang if you do something again and again the same way expecting a different result, parang insanity yung tawag dun.
Yes.
Yun. So sa akin baka may konting changes dapat na
I think we need a program, hindi yung basta parang ang tingin ko kasi, well, I'm not an expert pero
ako rin
let's bring in the best drummer, the best guitar player, let's jam, alam mo yun, walang training, it's not a parang all-star jam, di ba? Parang Yung NBA All-Star lang naman yun. It's just a show.
Kahit
it's
nga show, yun eh, di nga siya ganun ka-entertaining. Mm, tama ka.
Because it's just a show. It shouldn't be just a spectacle. Parang, I think other countries have a program na inaaral nila, or even kunwari sina naka-practice na yung team para isalpak nila kunwari si Luka. Diba? Oh, naka-ready na sila sa play ni Luka. Hindi yung okay, bahala na pag ano, pasa mo dito, tas hindi ano eh, 'di ba? I think chemistry is key din.
Oo.
Parang not speaking from the music side, 'di ba? Parang hindi dahil magaling yung bahista at drummer, tas di sila magkakilala. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman swerte-swerte kung swak 'yun, 'di ba? Pero iba yung nag medyo ininsayo nyo or tama. Pinaghandaan.
Galing nun ah, galing nun ah.
No, hindi naman ano.
Galing nung analogy na yun.
O observation lang. Hindi
tapos,
naman, wala akong nalalaman sa
basket.
Tapos
sabi rin kasi nila, parang may napanood ako na parang vlog na channel ni parang PBA Moto Vlog. Alam mo yun?
Hindi pa, hindi.
So yun, in-interview nila si Willie Miller. Tapos parang yun, sinasabi nga niya na parang sa totoo lang, late na rin dumating si Jordan Clarkson. Mm-hmm. So parang, ba't mo papalaruin ng mas matagal? Tapos, di ba, parang may iba pang mga options. Pero, yeah.
Maybe, dapat designed yung game around the, di ba, yung mga alam mong gagawa or...
Or yung mga nasa Pilipinas for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Diba, pero, yeah. Who am I to, ano? Wala naman akong, hindi naman ako professional coach.
Last week, I had a few shows with Sandwich. Tapos, yung isa, magkaibang-magkaiba on one day. We played a Power Mac center sessions.
Sa Eastwood ba yun?
Sa Eastwood. Pero ang key is to use Apple devices.
Mm.
So, buti na din lang. Well, I think, including you, we all use Apple devices. This is not a plug. This is, we bought these things. Sabi ko, from demoing the songs, parang throwing ideas around, airdrop sa phone, diba? And then demoing it in our workstations to rehearsing and recording it. It's all done on an Apple device.
Mm.
So we just, you know, we were very familiar with the equipment, parang plugging in our guitars and effects and backing tracks and everything sa devices. Very, very high-tech. And then the next show sa Moe's. So medyo parang shoegaze, punk rock yung eksena. Parang so, ganda rin. Ibang-iba, maliit na lugar, mausok, madilim.
Yung contrast ng experience.
Oo, yung contrast. Siyempre, mas corporate yung isa. So, masaya din, pero mas relax yung atmosphere. Sa kabila naman, konti lang yung tao kasi maliit yung lugar. It's probably parang twice the size of this basement lang. Tapos, pero yeah, may slaman. So, masaya rin.
Ano yung song ng Sandwich na sure may slaman palagi?
Hindi ko alam.
Kahit ano?
Hindi ko alam. Depende sa audience eh. Diba? Parang iba yung slaman sa indie rock crowd, iba yung sa, we call it a fiesta set. So, kunwari, pag fiesta, least common denominator, you play the popular songs, the Betamax, the Sugods, the, you know, the singles mostly.
I Butterfly Carnival, medyo parang feeling ko na-violent na yung mosh pit sa mga ganun.
Sa ano, sa mas indie rock clubs, yung mga ganung songs yun.
Nabanggit mo rin pala na maraming, diba sabi mo, maraming mga bands na kahit na all-time bassist, all-time ganyan, hindi nag-work. Marami ng all-star bands, di ba, na nabuo.
Mm-mm.
Ano yung feeling mo yung pinaka hindi ka natuwa na in-expect mo na, uy, parang magaling dapat itong mga to?
Hindi ko masabi. I don't wanna say it on the air. Sabihin ko sa'yo off the air.
Oh, sige.
No. Ikaw, sino bang
siguro ano? Like, ano, baka parang yung mga chicken foot, di ba, parang...
Ah, okay. Siguro international, mas okay. Oh, okay. Hindi natin friends.
Hindi.
Alaskado nga.
Diba, may mga ganun na parang, uy, ginawa si ganyan.
Alaskado nga sa chicken foot kasi para panoorin ko to. Tapos yung Sandwich, ginulo ko kasi manunod daw kasi idol ko si Chad Smith. Tapos nung napanood na, parang medyo may kaba. Iba, no? Iba. Kabado.
Na tsaka iba yung tugtugan eh. Parang hindi sa
next. Oo nga, hindi.
Ko.
parang hindi swap.
Baka hindi lang natin taste. Hindi tayo yung market for that.
Tama, parang tama. Ganun.
Kasi parang chicken feet Adidas yun dito. Hindi, joke.
Oo nga.
Plug ko lang bago natin introduce yung guest natin.
Okay.
Sa may bago kaming branch sa Rob Manila.
Oo nga pala. Kumusta so, yun?
Okay naman. Kaka soft open lang. Tapos pag hard opening na we'll get you guys to play.
Sino nag-open? May tumugtog ba?
Wala pa. Soft pa lang. So pagka nag-opening na talaga tayo, we'll get yun nga, we'll get you guys tapos malamang Chico Sai and
anong our floor friends. Sa
second floor, Adriatico.
Adriatico. Okay.
Sorry. So yun, vlog ko lang, vlog ko lang.
Yun na nga, bakit ano? Ba't wala pa rin sa Marikina?
Soon.
Ang daming mall sa Marikina na walang music shop na alam mo yun?
Baka soon.
Nauna pa yung Manila. Sorry.
Yun. So guys, kung may time kayo, dan lang kayo sa Rob Manila.
D&D.
D&D Rob Manila, second floor. Yun.
May nakita akong, may nilabas ka bang bagong drum set?
Ano siya? F-Note? Yung parang
what
electronic. It's an electronic drum
E-kit.
Set.
E-kit.
Yeah, but it's...
Mukha kasing acoustic.
Yeah, yun yung thing.
Okay.
Japanese brand siya. Yun.
Tapos, ano yung may brain?
Meron module.
May module.
Module pa rin.
Okay.
Although the feel is closer to... to acoustic as possible. Kasi diba dati mesh.
So ito may sound? O mesh pa rin? Mesh type pa rin?
Mesh type pa rin.
Okay, okay. Saan mo nakuha?
Ano siya? We distribute the products, the brand. Okay.
Ano pang bago mo?
Yung Dixon na drums, pero medyo matagal pa.
Yung snares.
Yeah, yun.
I saw that.
Yeah,
si Cairo and Baja were using it.
Yeah. Si Boards gamit na rin niya.
Okay. Dixon din.
Oo.
Okay.
Yun. So, yeah. That's it.
On the guitar side. Effects.
Sa effects, yung mga MG30, ganun, New X. Yun pa rin. Yeah.
Yung New X na ano gamit na gamit ko, people were asking about. Si Dindin of Paroque was asking about. Pumunta siya sa Eastwood. Taga dun siya. She's asking me, first time, Darren, first time ko ginamit yung... the wireless receiver and transmitter na that we plug in our device. Sabi ko, madali ito kasi we're just playing, you know, little shows, clubs, 'di ba? Katabi ko lang yung walang dropouts. Mm. And then we played, I think, Caloocan na may runway pa.
Mm.
So that's about mga 30 feet from it works.
Okay,
it works really well. I'm very happy.
Nice.
And I think Imago is trying to use my reens.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying it out. So I don't know. Hindi ko pa na ano. I think they were using it last week. So tatanungin ko din sila how it works. Ang kailangan lang natin ma-solve paano yung pagganahin ng sabay-sabay.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure there's a way kasi sa YouTube may review na sabay-sabay.
Oo.
Pero dito
sa settings,
yun nga pero it has to come from the company kung ano yung solution Nung sabay-sabay ginamit nung sandwich hindi nag-aagawan ng signal. So there has to be a way. Imposibleng hindi, imposible, 'di ba? Ba't kagagawa ng ano na hindi pwedeng mag-usap ng matino.
Anyway. Baka pwede sila mag-comment sa comments.
If you know.
Diba? Kung paano. Pero yeah, we'll figure it out.
If we sort it out, I think yun yung best. Anyway, ano pa bang ano natin?
Intro na natin yung guest or
okay.
So yung next guest natin hindi relatively, they're new group. New faces in the scene.
From where?
From Baguio.
What is your experience?
Ako, Baguio. Natutuwa ako kasi mas mountains ako kaysa sa beach. So anytime I'm around like trees or mga ganun. Like,
talaga?
Mas ganun ako kaysa sa dagat.
Ilog?
Pwede rin. Kasi sa loob ng mountain may mga streams, diba? Yun yung mga gusto ko. Mga ganun. Mga batis. Oo.
Baguio. Yun.
So, speaking of Baguio... Dahil yun nga, feeling ko pag nandun ako, mountainous, tapos fresh air. Tapos parang whenever I go there, walang, it's for vacation. So, always good memories sa Baguio. Tsaka yung lola ko mahilig mag-Baguio dati. Tapos may bahay siya sa, hindi ko na maalala saan. Pero, naalala ko maraming ipis. Dun sa house na yun. Pero yeah, I mean, good time. Tapos yun, malamig, masaya. Parang, all, pagka sinabi mo Baguio, parang game lang ako palagi pumunta.
Alamin natin ano ang magic ng Baguio na dinadala sa music ng mga artist sa Baguio.
Totoo, yan. Yun. So yun, for our next episode, episode 94, please welcome Dilaw.
Welcome to Offstage Hang. We have here with us Dilaw.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So
morning.
V.
Si V. Si Dilaw.
Wayne.
Si Leon. And Leon.
Leon.
And this episode is brought to you by.
By Likhang Arena.
Likhang Arena. So for the coffee and.
The. Cheers. Ito, cheers. Meron silang cookies.
Cheers. Cheers. Cookies.
Cheers. And bread. Hey, cheers.
Strong hits.
The branch is in C. Raymundo. Anong number?
JG Building, C. Raymundo.
JG.
Letter J and letter G.
Katabi ng gasoline station ba yun? Tapat ng Caltex. Malapit sa D&D.
Yeah.
And then sa weekend, September 2 and 3, nasa Purveyor.
Purveyor.
Anong event yun?
I think it's a culture, arts, and cuisine fair.
Okay, Purveyor sa Metro Tent.
Yes.
Pupunta ako eh.
Ako rin. Pupunta ka ba? So yeah, see you there.
Okay, let's get on with the interview.
Yeah. So kanina, sa intro, we were talking about Baguio. And then, actually, Rames, di yata kita natanong sa ano yung favorite memory mo dun sa Baguio?
Favorite memory ko ng Baguio? Ikaw lang nagkwento eh, para nag-reminis ka na sa lola mo eh. Tsaka mga, ano, sa weather. Yung Baguio, back in the dirty 90s, no una namin napuntahan, para it's a gold mine of ukay. Tapos nung 90s, parang puro 70s yung damit. So nakachamba kami ng... Kaya yung heads nun may isang buong ano ng puro photoshoot. Lahat kami naka-Adidas na tracksuits. Tsaka ano, corduroy. Hindi ka na mabibili sa Manila nung araw na corduroy at Adidas tracksuits nung 90s. Ha? Kasi iba na yung Adidas nun eh. Parang mas ganyan eh, yung ngayon sports na modern. Wear. Wala na yung three stripes. So from the 70s, yun yung fond memory ko of Baguio.
So fun fact, yung guest natin galing sa Baguio.
Lahat ba kayo born and raised?
Born and raised, except si Toby, originally from ano siya, Nigeria.
Ah, the drummer.
Dilaw, you were raised lang, di ba? Not born.
Not born. I was born in Baguio, then I was raised in... Visayas.
Visayas as
sa
in
Negros.
So Ilonggo ka galing?
Ilonggo. Kasi hindi ko Ilonggo.
Din sa Negros?
Sa ano ko? Sa Talisay.
Sa Talisay.
Mga ano ko to? Nice. 7 years.
Seven years ako doon. Shout out.
Ano yung mga, ano nyo, like growing up in Baguio, ano yung mga favorite memories or experiences sa Baguio?
Siguro ano, na-try ko mabato ng taho. Ako pala yung nambato sa kanya ng taho. Sorry. Kasi madalas yung masarap
kasi
yung
sa Biblia, taho. Tinapay. Ah.
Tinapay pala. Ba't pala namamato ng taho? Iba dito. Iba experience namin dito sa Manila. Pero isa yon, I mean, childhood stuff sa Baguio, marami. Kasi andun family namin, maraming nangyari. Doon din nabuo yung banda. As a child, parang, pangarap ko lang pagbata ka, kung ano pangarap ko. Isa pangarap ko nung bata ko, pangarap ko maging driver. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ka pa rin natupad.
Marunong ako na mag-drive ngayon.
Hindi pa rin. pag nagpa-practice kami mag-drive, ano, lagi kami lasing.
Wag dapat.
Ayun, si Dilaw, ikaw ba?
Sa Baguio? Wala naman akong magandang maraming memories. Ano lang, siguro. Doon ko kayo nakilala eh. Kung sila nakilala. Eh, wala naman ako masyadong friends sa Baguio, ah.
Doon
nagsimula eh.
Sa eskwelahan o sa magkapit-bahay kayo? Sa music scene?
Oo, parang ganun po eh. Kasi dati kami, tumutugtog kami sa mga bar lang, ganun. Nagka-cover ng mga kanta.
Mga kanta nyo.
Kami pala may sala. Ano kayo naman sa Baguio, anong memories?
I grew up in the art community in Baguio. Ah, okay. So, growing up around music, visual arts, theater. Fun fact, when you were on tour in the 90s or the 2000s, my dad had a production and there were only 5 people who watched the production. 4 of them were you guys.
Ah.
Like right before the show. And so, yeah, that's the type of community I grew up in, full of artists. So, yeah, it's nice to go back and then you have art and trees at the same time. Here, we just have art. So.
Iba yung trees dito. Yeah. The joke.
Maganda nga ang ano, no? Ang art scene sa Baguio ever since. Bakit? Hindi ko, I mean, I know it existed. Nandun sina, sina Kidlat. Well, sila yung kilala ko. Tapos maraming artists na pumunta doon. Bakit? May, would you know?
Theory lang. Siguro ano, may ano yung laid back weather. Kasi yeah, pagkalma ka, mas makakaisip.
Like, life is slow there, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, because when we're here, it feels like you blink and then 2 weeks pass by.
Mm-hmm.
Back up in Baguio, it takes like 48 hours for 24 hours to go by, you know?
Okay, so, okay.
I think that contributes to having more time, like gives you more space in your head to explore, I think. I can't speak for the community, but
sino
that's what
mga
I think.
Ano artist na kilala niyo doon na visual and not, sa art, not on in the music scene.
Kidlat.
Kidlat pa rin yung pinaka-active. Si Ben Cap, yung pinaka-tira, no? May parang ano ba? Parang may what do you call it? A museum or kung saan where everybody meet and exchange ideas.
Well, it's scattered now because I feel like the scene there, you know, they're like little groups, they're younger kids, they're older people, they're those caught in the middle. But, you know, you still have your general hubs. I know for their younger crowds, there are cafes around Baguio where they hang out. For certain crowds, there's Ililika in Assumption, which is like, it's called an artist's watering hole. And I guess you can say that to an extent because there are really a lot of artists that hang out there. But it's really scattered across Baguio.
May isa pa ang question.
Si Wayne.
Sige.
Sorry.
Go.
How about you?
Ah, nga pala.
Oh.
Yes.
Good answer. Yes always works.
Okay.
Baka masagot ni Wayne. Ah. Mm. Bakit? Bakit may country western music scene sa Baguio? Can you explain that?
Baguio
is the only.
Hindi ko alam yan.
Diba? Am I right? Pag pumunta ka sa bar sa Baguio, para ka nasa Texas.
What?
As in, cowboy. As in, you listen to the radio, you hear like cowboy music. I call it cowboy music. No disrespect. It's legit country and western. Not Pinoy western, not Pinoy folk. But legit. Twang, Texan
the
twang.
The biggest radio station in Baguio is a dedicated country music radio station.
Can somebody please explain that?
From what I know, from a historical standpoint, Baguio was never, the Cordilleras were never conquered by the Spaniards. So we were colonized, up in Baguio, we were colonized by the Americans. So when colonization happened, you know, Baguio was really America-fied an extent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my mom was telling me as a kid that most of the kids who were born and raised in Baguio, you grew up speaking English or Ilocano, not Tagalog. And, you know, John Hay at the time was an active American base.
Yes.
So the American culture was ingrained in Baguio, like way back. And I think that is something like a lot of people in Baguio take some pride in instead of they really feel pride in the way they love country music and they love folk music. And
did you all grow up listening to American country music there?
Yeah.
Country, yes. Yeah. Country.
The drive to school was 99.9 country.
What? Sino mga artists? Because obviously sa Manila hindi masyado. I mean, Almost zero, di ba?
Ano yung kinakanta mo
madalas? Conway Twitty.
Ganong kalalim, ano?
John Ford. What's his last name? Yeah, we don't know the artist's names. Eh,
pero yung mga parents nyo, yun yung sounds.
Mga remember when. Ano yung kawawa?
Kasi, kasabay niyan, like you said, the US bases, yung Subic and Clark, it's rock and roll. They brought sina Jimi Hendrix, the Stones, and diba, that's how the working bands in the country, parang you gotta pay your dues, you gotta play Subic and Clark and Olongapo. Tapos yung mga sundalo, eto yung play this, would give them cassettes. So from sina Pepe Smith to down the 80s until, but it's rock and roll. So Baguio lang yung country music yung iniwan. Yung mga sundalo doon, country lang talaga, diba?
From what I hear, there are artists who tour the North. Like, I forgot who I heard this from. I'm not sure if it was one of you guys or someone else up in the scene in Baguio, that there are like artists who tour the North.
It's country music.
And it's country music.
Country artists.
Yeah, if you go to the public market, you'll find a bunch of CDs of like country artists from Baguio and all over the Cordilleras. It seems like pretty interesting there, honestly.
Tapos usually, yung ano kasi wala pang ano nun, wala pang mga D&D and stuff. Lumanog lang meron. So, Lumanog yung nagsusponsor pa
ng mga North Tour. Galing ha.
Alam mo na Darren ngayon.
Country.
D&D country.
So, yung mga gitara, ano yung mga gitara dun? Resonator, ganyan, mga banjo? Hindi naman.
I've seen a few bands play with a pedal steel, but
usually,
like bring it on stage and everything.
I've never seen a live pedal steel player here in the Philippines, sa Baguio pala.
My dad actually, he put up this music fest when I was a kid, when I was 13 or 14 years old, and the culminating night was a country music night in Camp John Hay. And he was able to find a group of line dancers from La Trinidad, like the next town. And it was a group of like 30 older people in their like 50s, 40s to 60s, all dressed up in their cowboy gear. And when the band came on, they invited the whole crowd to go into the center. And we all had a square dance, line dance, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Achy, breaky.
Yeah, exactly.
Square dance.
Ano naman yung mga and then nag-meet kayo lahat in high school? I mean in school, tama ba?
In the scene.
Kami magkapatid kasi kami ni Wayne.
Matagal na kayo nag-meet.
Mga 6 years after ko.
Na-meet mo na siya.
Na-battrip ako eh. Hindi na ako paborito. Tapos best friend niya nung high school.
Yeah, best friend kami nung high school.
Tapos friend ko nung college si Leon.
Yeah. Then our pianist is my sister. And Toby, our drummer, he's from Baguio. So when you're in the music scene in Baguio, everyone knows everyone.
So nung nag-start kayo, di ba, duo lang as a duo. So ano yung, can you take us through that? Paano kayo nag-form? Paano kayo nagsabi na, okay, gawa na tayong banda? Ano yung trigger moment?
Ano, nung nag-start kami ni Dilo, tinapos mo namin yung mga kanta, tapos trinay namin lumabas sa scene. Tapos, yun, first time namin ma-meet si Boss Rames nung sa Mandala Park, 1-2-3 block. Launch ng Party Pace.
First ever gig.
Na full.
Ang saya nun.
Solid. Bato kami lahat nun. Bakit dito? Tapos, medyo dulo pa. Tapos, yun nga. After nung set, pumasok si Sir Rames sa loob, tapos naki-cheers ng writers. Ba't naki-cheers? Ito eh. Tapos yun. Tapos then nag-start yun. Tapos nung dire-diretso na yung banda, dire-diretso na kaming duo, wala na kasi pambayad ng session fee. So, sabi ko, uy, trip niyo magbanda? Sabay-sabay tayo sumugal.
Pero bakit nung una plano niya talaga na duo? Parang hip-hop duo ba? Alternative?
Kasi nung una, galing kasi kami sa Kumu ni Dilaw. Doon kami nagla-livestream nung Kumu. Kumu live-streaming app.
Nagtrabaho po kami doon. Tapos doon din actually nabuo yung mga kanta. Kasi ang trabaho namin doon, host. Tapos sinisingit na lang namin yung mga kanta namin na original. Tapos nung medyo napapansin namin na, okay, medyo gusto naman nila yung kanta. Sige, labas na natin yung kanta as duo. Pero never pumasok sa yung banda. hindi pa, wala pa, hindi pa namin naiisip yung banda. Pero naiisip na natin yun, wala lang tayong kakayahan kasi kung paano para tayo bubuo ng banda.
Oh, tsaka wala kaming fund pang recording, yun yun. Tapos alam mo yung panay demo lang na sulat namin, ang hirap ilabas, eh, wala pa akong enough knowledge para mag-prod. So nangailangan na ako ng tulong sa mga friends. And,
so yung songs nyo sa Baguio ni-record? Or
sa, yes. Sa Baguio, sa Open Heaven.
Okay. Mm. Kumusta yung scene sa Baguio? Inabot ang naalala ko kasi na nung bata ako, sina Grace Nono. Inabot niyo pa ba sina Grace?
My parents.
Sina Grace, and then after that yung mga kasabay namin is Session Road.
Session Road po.
Yeah. Are they still active? They might be
not semi-active. Active, pero they're close family friends of
talaga?
Mine. Yeah. If you watch the Suntok sa One music video, I'm the little kid.
Oh. So may direct pala. Connection pala.
Yeah. Now there are lots of bands, no? Like the emo scene is really alive.
Ah, talaga? Yeah. So there's country and emo. Oh,
there's country, yeah. There's emo.
Underground.
Like it's an underground emo thing.
Math rock pang
math rock.
Baguio.
Math rock. There's a lot of hip hop in Baguio.
I know there's, yeah, yun pala. There's a lot of kasi pwede ka magbini. Doon lang sa Pilipinas, doon lang talaga pwede magbini. Pag nandito sa Manila, forma mo lang, naiinitan ka talaga.
Shout out sa Amateurish Super Brother band kasi naman yun sa Baguio. Sila yung math rock band.
Math rock band. If you are a tourist or somebody na visiting Baguio, where do you go to find local music?
If you're lucky, either the Cozy Cove or Canto Bogchi joint would have a gig going on. They usually have one over the weekends. And at the Cozy Cove, it's a mix of both Manila and Baguio artists. Usually in Canto, it's local productions putting up their own thing, and it's really fun. Yeah. Like the Canto gigs are some of the best gigs for us.
Di tsaka yung tinugtugan nila Boss Rims nung kailan sa Baguio, sa nakalimutan ko po anong bar yun eh.
Kalimutan ko yun sa loob ng building.
Sa loob ng building. Sa Mana Cafe, di ba yung sa taas, yung pinakataas?
Ay, kung saan ako yung
judge.
So great yung competition. Doon sila nung kailan.
Paano nyo na-discover yung instrument nyo as growing up? Paano nyo din-decide, I'm gonna play this instrument?
Well, for me and my siblings, we were all homeschooled. So we had a lot of spare time in the afternoon, and our parents wanted us to get into arts. And at the time, I just watched School of Rock, the Jack Black movie. And from that point on, I knew I was going to play guitar. Like, there's no changing my mind. I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to go towards that goal.
So ilan that's taon ka noon?
I was around 8 when I first watched it, then I was 10 or 11 when I started playing guitar.
Parang high school na yata ako nung napanood ko yun.
Huwag na natin tanongin kung kailan ko napanood yun.
Sorry, go.
8 na yung anak ko nung, 8 years old na rin yung anak ko nung napanood na yun. So.
sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, after I watched that film, I decided that guitar was what I wanted to learn. 2 years later, I got into guitar lessons.
Shout out kay teacher, sinong teacher?
Yeah, Ethan Ventura. He's my guitar god.
Is he a professional musician?
Yeah, he taught me classical guitar, and he was the one who taught me music theory and improvisation. So I owe him a lot. A whole lot.
Tapos?
Ako po kakastart ko lang mag-bass. Kung gano'n na last year.
R&B singer po kasi ito eh.
Ah, talaga?
Siya po yung kasama ko sa mga bata.
Sama na yun.
So, walang may gusto mag-bass, ano? Ikaw na mag-bass.
Sabi niya, kasi nung nag-aaral ako mag-prod, bumili ako ng bass. Hmm. Tapos, sino mag-gitara kung ano? So, sabi ko, tara, jam nga tayong bass. Eh. Basta kung ano yung unang note. Finger position, ganun. Yun na lang i-play mo. Kung maganda yung tunog, pasok. Sabi. Kasi kapag isasabihin ko pa na theoretically, baka hindi niya mas masyado makuha. Eh, marunong na siya mag-gitara.
Okay.
So yun, parang, uy, iba yung groove.
Kailan ka nag-start mag-bass?
Last year po.
Galing.
Last year.
And then you recorded the album. Ikaw na nag-bass.
Hindi po.
Pero sa live, ikaw nag-bass. Okay. Kayong dalawa.
Oh.
Ay, ako, nung sa
Paano ba? Pinasikatan kasi ako nung kuya ng crush ko nung ano eh. Nung elementary.
Yan ang usual
tinugtog
na sagot.
Niya yung ano eh, yung officially, yung yun eh, yung guitar solo nun. Tapos,
anong kanta yun?
Nakalimutan, hindi ba Tell Me Where It Hurts yun? Basta MYMP po eh, MYMP. MYMP, ang galing nun ah, sabi ko sa kuya niya. Tapos marami ka pang kakainin bigas, sabi niya sa akin. Na-challenge ako, nagpaturo
so
ko
sa loob. Na yung kuya niya.
Oo, yun na yun. Oo, nag-iba eh, nag-iba yung pagtingin ko eh. So, nagpaturo ko konti sa kanya, pero wala siya masyadong naiyambag.
Na-impart.
Kaya nagpatulong ako sa lolo ko.
At, tapos, ba't na yun. Musician yung lolo mo?
Opo, mayroon silang parang cover band nung 80s, 70s.
Ano tinutugtog?
Ano po eh, anong tabo? Paano bang dyan? Mga Beatles, ano, covers din nung ano kasi sa Baguio. Tapos yun, makulit din sila manamit nung araw, tulad nung yung mga ukay. Tapos ano pa ba, marami siyang tinuro na ano to? Na hindi theories yung mismong mga kanta na. Tapos pinakaunang tinuro niya is magtono talaga ng gitara. Eh wala pang mga tuner na ano eh. Tapos papagalitan niya ako kapag mali eh. Tapos ganun. Ikaw ba?
Ikaw?
Ako po wala, hindi naman po ako tumutugtog.
Pero hindi, kailangan nagsimulang kumanta. May
ako
video
ako eh. Ano, parang
bigla na lang ako musbong nasa na kumanta.
Nagsusulat po kasi ako pero sinusubukan kong mag-aral ng gitara. Or kahit anong instruments. Pero never kasi ako nagkaroon ng chance na aralin yung mga yun. Kasi sa family namin, wala namang musicians. Tas ako talaga mahilig lang, malikot lang talaga yung utak ko. Kaya ako humiwalay. Siguro kung di ako humiwalay dun, baka nagtinda akong fishbowl ngayon eh. Parang ganun.
Basta, ano na una na hilig mo magsulat o kumanta?
Ano, koral ako sa church dati nung elementary. Pero never ko siya inisip na magiging parang kakanta ako sa future. Pero nung time kasi na napasok ako sa hip-hop scene, so nakita ko sila kung paano sila magsulat. Ayun, doon na nagsimula.
Hip-hop scene sa Baguio? O?
Dito sa Manila.
Dito sa Manila.
Parang may nagdala sa akin dito na ano nun eh, Sir Rims. Parang mga 6 months ako tumira dito. Tapos naisama ako sa mainstream. Hindi naman ako naisama sa kanila. Parang doon lang sa bahay nila, ganun. So nakita ko kung paano yung ethics nila, paano sila magsulat. Tapos sabi ko, kaya ko rin ito eh. Kaya ko to. Sa gagawin ko pero hindi ko na kailangan mag-aral siguro ng instruments kaya nung na-meet ko siya ayun medyo nag-click talaga yung shit eh. May mga na-meet na akong instrumentalist dati pero hindi talaga nila din ako kayang sabayan siya si V yung unang sumabay
medyo no? Nag-clash lang dahil hip hop yung trip niya tapos rock yung gusto ko
dapat the clash yung pangalan
the clash season 11
okay, ibang clash yun ang galing wait so pinanganak ka sa Baguio
apo
and then kailan ka lumipat ng
around Talisay 6 years old
tapos kailan ka bumalik ng Baguio
after ko mag-graduate ng elementary sa
so 12
Negros oh mga 12 around ganyan.
12 bumalik ang Baguio tapos kailan ka nag-Manila
Nagmanila ako nung pariwara na ako. Parang nag-high school ako, tapos nag-stop na ako mag-aaral mong bago ako graduate ng high school. Tapos doon na po nagsimula ng lahat kasi parang nag-explore na ako. Hindi na ako umuwi sa bahay, pumunta na ako. And sumama na ako sa tropa ko dito sa Manila. Kaya pagdating ko doon, may mga nakasama nga akong artist na sa hip-hop. Tapos okay naman, mabait naman sila.
Ano yung trigger ba't inisip mong umalis sa pamilya?
Paano ba? Mabait naman yung family ko. Okay naman sila. Parang never naman kami nagkaroon ng problema. Hindi rin sila nagagalit kahit na hindi ako umuwi. Ewan ko, masyado siguro silang maluwag sa akin. Okay. Pero the same time, hindi naman ako humihingi din sa kanila ng kahit na anong shit. Kasi wala rin silang mabibigay. Pero yun nga, nag-explore. Tapos yung papa ko, hinahayaan na lang ako. Lagi na lang akong hinahayaan. Hanggang sa... Okay naman. Sobrang ano oh. Ito kaya nakabahan talaga ako medyo nanonood ako kasi ako nito dati. Nakabahan ako talaga. Ang lakas ko ng kape.
Sobrang kape. Grabe. May karga yan. May karga si na Johnny Darren yan. May karga yung kape niyo.
Sa harina. Makakating ka masyado. Eh no. Parang ganun. Basta ganun yung story.
Dapat nag-shades ka eh.
Oo.
Si V. Ready si V.
Iyakin po ako eh.
Nung nabanggit mo na, yun nga, diba duo ko yun una? Tapos yung uhaw na record nyo na. Tapos nirecord nyo ulit, tama ba? Yung nung nag-sign kayo?
Hindi. Parang
gumawa kami ng slow version. Tapos para mag-sense na parang magbubuo kami ng full band para uhaw tayong lahat. Sinama na namin sa banda yung...
Pero nung nabuo kasi yung uhaw, andun na sila eh.
Oh, andun na sila.
Mm. Wala pa po siya nung duo pa lang kami. Puro ano lang, anti-political lang yung kanta namin nun. Tapos nung pumasok na sila, saka namin nasulat. Pero hindi pa kami full band nun. Parang sessionist pa lang din sila. Pero pumupunta-punta na kami sa mga bahay-bahay ni isa't isa, ganun. Tapos saka po namin nasulat yung uhaw. Kaya kasama na rin talaga sila dun sa process nung uhaw mismo. Inuna lang namin yung slow
version. Para sa media.
Ang nagpakilala sa atin sa kanila si Coach Ray, si Ryan Armamento. Anong tawag niyo kay Ryan?
Sir Ray.
Sir Ray.
Minsan dad.
Kita kami ni Dilaw nung last week eh. Sige, oy, nagkakilala na tayo, pinakilala ka sa ni Ray. Sino yun? Sandali, ano bang pangalan ni Ray sa Warner?
Si Sir Ray.
Si Sir Ray.
Si Ray. Nung, kaya nga, nirecommend niya kayo nung Warner Showcase, nung Party Pace launch. Paano kayo nakilala na ng Warner?
Yung sa producer namin sa Baguio.
Sino yung producer niya?
Si Shadiel Chan. Tapos medyo, ano na siya.
Doon kayo sa studio niya?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Tapos doon, parang in partnership na siya with Warner before niya kami ma-discover. Ano nga nun eh? Paano ba yung launch nun? Kasi yung first na nirecord, yung first na nirecord namin, yung super folk na kanta na medyo ballad, yun yung una naming nirecord sa studio niya. Tapos may gig sila, Muri, ng Ransom Collective. May gig sila sa Bagay. Super chill nung set nila. Akala nila Bagay yung genre namin dahil slow yung song na una naming nirecord. Pagdating namin dun, yung mga nakaupong tao, narak-rak sila eh. Kasi nagulat sila. Tapos, nung pinitch niya na kami sa Warner, nag-yes naman sila. Tapos, naayos namin. Okay. Nag-yes na rin kami.
Sino kausap niya sa Warner?
Si Sir Kelly.
Sir Kelly.
Ayaw nga, Sir Kelly.
Ano yung mga influences nyo while writing? Siguro isa-isa na lang.
Sige. Ako,
pwedeng foreign, pwedeng local.
Sige. Ako, pedicab. Yung mga influences, pedicab, sandwich. Papagod siya.
Bigyan pa ito ng kapit.
Radioactive sago, yan. Yun yung mga, tapos minsan, madalas John Mayer. Yan ang pinag-ano.
Layo. Pedicab sa John Mayer, ano?
Ay, ako wala. Nag-evolve lang din. Parang, siyempre, sila sa mga OGs. Pero sa ngayon, nag-explore pa ako ng mga ibang papakinggan. Kaya mas nakikinig ako ngayon sa hip-hop din talaga.
Ano pinapakinggan mo ngayong hip-hop? Ngayon yung
naka-headphones ka? Sila Geto
Gecko. Okay.
Sila, mga bago po, mga O-side.
O-side ba?
Mga uso ngayon kasi naku-curious ako yung bakit, ba't uso to, ba't gano'n. Tapos pinabasa ko yung rating nila. Shit, kakaibang.
Gets ko yun. Parang for some reason, bakit sobrang catchy ng song na to? Pero ang simple lang.
Simple lang. Yeah. Mga bago.
O-side.
O-side Mafia. Okay, yung mga yan. Sila yung mga gang. Mangas doon, mangas ako.
Mangas.
O-side Mafia is a good name.
Yeah.
Kayo, dalawa. I'm not exactly on the writing team. I'm more...
No. What are your musical...
Musical influences?
Influences and tastes.
Well, I learned guitar from listening to Led Zeppelin. So, like, Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix, they're like up there in my...
Talagang school highest, of rock ka yan.
Yeah, highest of the tiers. And yeah, a lot of my influences were old school guitarists from that time. And discovering my own style was more a matter of just improvising with other musicians. And that's how I discover other bands like Snarky Puppy. That's why Mark Lettieri is a big influence on me as well. And yeah, but it all started with Jimmy Page and Hendrix in the back. And from there, it just evolved.
Yes. Yung mga Al Green, ganyan. Yes. Bobby Cock, yeah.
R&B.
So dun pag gumawa kayo ng music, kayo lang ba yung may say? Or parang papakita mo ba kung ano yung tunog, paparinig mo? Or everybody's free to interpret it in their own?
More on like free sila. Siguro yung medyo structure. Backbone, yan. Mas binubuo muna namin ni Dilaw. Tapos kung may like idea sila, pwedeng like ilagay dito sa technical part na
Mas sino nagsa-start? Example, si Dilaw o ikaw?
Madalas kaming dalawa pag lasing na kami.
lasing with a guitar, lasing with a piano, lasing with a do.
Lasing with a guitar.
Lasing with a guitar.
Without the do. Kasi minsan pag nirecord agad sa do, parang nakakahinayang tanggalin yung nirecord na. Okay. No, yun dyan nagaganon ako eh. So more on sa phone. Ayun, phone sa talaga. Phone. Para kapag nilapat sa do, may, kung mas maganda nga yung nasa do na parang ganun. Tuloy natin tong...
And then, when do you present it to the band?
Once they have the backbone done, they send it to me, well, the whole band, and then me and the pianist, and we take charge of making the demo. So, I'm usually recording the instruments except the piano for the demo, with just, like, consulting either John V or Dilaw throughout the process. Like, hey, we thought of this. Is this cool? Is this cool? Up until we reach... We have a basic backing track, and we leave Dilaw for a few hours to record draft vocals.
Okay, what DAW do you use?
I'm learning Ableton right now, but we record on FL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nung dalawa lang kami ni Dilaw, Reaper. Yung
Reaper.
Kausap ko si V, nung other time, may papadala ako kasi sa kanya. Tapos kinakwento nga niya na lumipat sila from Baguio. I mean, lumilipat rin kayo ng house dito, diba? So, ano yung, what would you say yung pinaka, aside from the traffic, yung pinaka malaking adjustment na living in Baguio, tas dito, and may regrets ba kayo?
Nandito na kayo. Solid kasi yung, meron yung last na tiniran namin sa San Andres Bukid. Yeah! Eh, wala naman kaming idea kung ano yung neighborhood na
yun. The whole band?
Oh, the whole band.
Parang isang house yata sila. Oh. Parang ganun.
Mataas naman yung bahay, mga 3 floors.
Spacious to.
Spacious. Pero paglabas mo talagang grigripuhan ka.
medyo scary.
Scary. Hindi natutulog yung place.
Parang New York City. Parang New York City pala.
Na street. Solid eh. Yeah. Yung 7-Eleven, may militar na malalaki yung baril. Kasi ilang beses na daw na hold up.
Pero yung, I mean, pwede sa biro, ano yung mga biggest adjustments na feel niyo na parang kumbaga yung difference na nabanggit niyo, ang bilis ng oras dito, ganun.
Living in one house with 5 people is hard. Period.
Parang dito lahat ng tao nagmamadali. Sa Baguio kasi hindi walang nagmamadali. Pero dito parang madadamay ka rin sa pagmamadali ng ibang tao. So, okay naman eh. Maganda naman siya. Okay siya sa like grind mode kung nandun ka na sa state ng grind mode. Pero kapag like, super biglaan tapos hindi ka mentally prepared siguro, masishake din yung sistema mo. So yun, dun, nahirapan ako mag-adjust dun. Although parang natry kong tumira ng malayo, pero iba dito sa Maynila talaga.
Yeah.
Concrete jungle. Anong challenge living with your bandmate?
Dishes.
That's number one.
Cooking or
washing. We're all fine with cooking, and we're all fine with either making our own food or just ordering food for ourselves. But the dishes are a huge problem.
Ako taga-hugas eh, sa sandwich.
Talaga?
Ako yung hindi marunong magluto eh. So kailangan may gagawin ka, diba?
Okay, maganda yun ah.
Damn. But we all know how to cook though. That's the problem.
You know how to cook your own food. Yeah. Ganun. Dito naglalaro sa sarili.
Sino pinakamagaling magluto sa inyo?
Iba.
Ano specialty niyo?
Ako may ibang sinigang ako eh. Tsaka wow. Adobo, tsaka curry. Ano ako specialty.
Ako prito-prito lang.
Ako din, prito-prito
lang kami nito.
Pero madalas ako mag-ugas. Ako nang basura.
Yung takakot-kot pagbabaho na yung ano. Ako yun, yung pagbabaho na talaga yung kaling bahoy.
Yeah, the gnarlier the chores get, these two usually handle them.
Tumira ba kayo sa isang house sa yung E-Heads before?
No, thank God. Kahit sandwich, I would, hindi ko. Kasi it's living with artists eh. Iba-iba yung personalities eh. Diba? Even sandwich, the most difficult part is tour. I mean, part of touring is living together. Kasi iba-iba kayong ano eh, temperament eh. And you're all artists, diba? So, the longest we've had is like 2 or 3 weeks na magkakasama ka sa Airbnb or hotel. Pero, di ba, you gotta give space. You gotta get space. I love them, di ba? But it's hard living with artists.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this is our fifth month in to living with each other. And last week was the first time we got one room to ourselves. Before that, we'd either be sharing 2 or 3 rooms among 6 of us, plus guests who come and go every now and then.
Kasi darating din yung tropa ng ganito.
Of course, of course.
Kasi hindi pa namin kilala kasi yung
tropa. Yeah, we're just like, yo, who are you? Why are you in our house?
saan kayo nakatira ngayon? I-announce natin. Hindi, I mean, saan area?
Kainta.
Ah, Kainta. Border mas passing. Relax. Yeah. Saan lang kayo? Ba't kayo late?
Siyempre.
Bagyo time.
Ano yung mga like any future, ano yung mga future plans nyo, and ano yung mga, are you planning on making another album or ano yung current status ng
sa ngayon? May lalabas kaming single on Friday.
Yun, sakto.
Oh, yes.
Sakto.
Wow.
Solid.
May title na ba na pwedeng i-announce?
Yes po. Orasa.
Orasa?
Orasa.
Orasa.
But kulang ng letter.
Tagalog term po ng hourglass. Yung orasa.
Sa amin kasi orasan.
Orasan? Pati yung hourglass.
May N.
Oh. Ah, baka yung hourglass, orasa talaga hourglass. Siya.
Hindi, sa Tagalog, may N.
Tagalog
so
may
sa
N.
Siguro sa North, orasa. Pwede naman. Wala naman ano. Mm-hmm. Sa Tagalog, orasan. Di ba yung...
Bakit yun yung ano?
Ang ganda nun, hourglass.
Ano yung may expect ng tao dun sa single na ano? Parang movie eh, no?
Sorry. Yun yung isa sa unang kanta na halos lahat kami talaga pinagtuunan namin siya ng pansin. Lahat kami talagang sinikap namin na lahat makapagbigay ng shit dun sa kantang yun. Kaya excited kaming lahat. At the same time, kinakabahan kami kasi medyo ano siya eh. Pero maganda yung kanta.
kasi highly anticipated. Kasi second, kumbaga sophomore, no?
Yeah. Saan yun ni-record?
Astig.
Sa Baguio din. Tapos, tinutugtog nyo na ba ito live? Mm-hmm. Tapos, meron ng music video? Sabay?
Ilo-launch yung music video ata mga week after.
Okay. So, unang ilo-launch yung single sa streaming. And yes. Then, video. Meron bang launch show, part gig?
Physical, no? Pwede mo sabihin na,
Basta may physical show.
Physical show.
Opposed to virtual.
Pero yeah, details of that show are still being ironed out.
Okay. Where will they find the details? In your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Sige, TikTok.
Threads, yeah.
Threads. Ano yung name sa social media? Is it Dilaw the Band? Dilaw?
Dilaw lang po.
Dilaw lang.
On Instagram, it's Dilaw.band.
Dilaw.band.
Kami yung dot band.
We're dot band.
Dilaw. Sa Facebook,
Dilaw lang.
Dilaw lang. Sa Twitter and everywhere else, it's Dilaw.
Yes.
Tapos, ako last question. If you were an artist or a band coming from the province, what is your advice to other artists who would like to have some success in the music business?
Ako, huwag matakot magsugal kasi hindi like magsugal sa kasino.
Sa kasino pinapunta.
Huwag matakot like isugal yung komportableng buhay. Kasi gagan at gagan din naman in time, depende kung anong gusto mong gawin. Lalo kung may pangarap ka, tahakin mo sa like malaking syudad tulad ng Maynila. Kasi nakakatakot talaga sa umpisa.
Mine would be to just like keep it in your head that you don't have to become a city person if you don't like it. Like, you can be here, you can have your hustle going on, and do whatever you want. And even if you want to, like, convert into the city life afterwards, go ahead. But, like, if the city life isn't for you and when this is all said and done, you want to tap out and go back to the province, like, feel free. Like, no one's gonna charge you anything for that.
Rak lang.
Yes, tsaka rak lang. That works. Ilaw.
Ah, maging totoo ka sa sarili mo. Yun lang naman talaga yung kahit saan ka pa mapunta, kung totoo sa sarili mo. Man. Sila na bahala dun kapag di ka nila trip. Di uwi ka na ulit sa uwi. Di, maging totoo lang. And huwag kang matakot. Tama yung sinabi ni Vivi. Huwag ka lang talaga matakot kasi nakakatakot nga talaga. Makipagsapala rin sa lugar na hindi mo. Pag masastak ka kasi dun sa kung nasan ka man, medyo mahirap nga talaga mag-penetrate ng ano dun. Kaya kailangan mo talagang lumabas. So, yun. Ingat sa paglabas.
Okay na ako.
Okay ka na?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming out from Kainta.
Thank you.
Magiging na kayong dilaw from Kainta. Hindi na dilaw from Baguio, dilaw from Kainta. Please welcome from Kainta. Dilaw. Bagay eh, no? O mas bagay ba from San Andreas?
Hard knocks.
Pag, kung hindi kayo lumipat, feeling ko gangster rap na kayo.
Easy. Yeah, easy. Yun pala yung influence, kaya pinapakinggan niyo yung mga gangster rap dahil sa environment.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Likhang Harina, yeah, Purveyor, September 2 and 3. Cheers.
Cheers guys.
Cheers. Cheers.